Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. So today we're talking about the movie Scrooged. And before we jump in to the abundance lessons that are to be learned from this film, I wanted to point out a couple of things that I found very interesting that I never realized until I rewatched it recently in theaters. The first thing is there is a jazz quartet that is playing in the streets when Frank Cross is walking, and he calls them vagrants because they're raising money for starving artists. And it's so funny because one of those artists, the one that's playing the beautifully red trumpet, is actually Miles Davis. So that's really cool. And then the second thing is that after the first ghost comes, his old boss, so not like the three main ghosts, right, of past, present, and future, we see that he's coming out of that kind of trance, right? And the phone is literally dialing itself to call Claire. And so he jumps up from being in this trance, and he runs over and he's like, oh, Claire. And that's why it sounds so like intense in the beginning, because he is caught off guard, not just because of the trance that he was just in, but also because like something was dialing this phone number of hers to get in contact with her. So I thought that was really cool. So the first scene in the email is from Christmas past, and we're starting to see Frank Cross's decisions that have gotten him to where he is currently. So he is younger and more in the beginning of his career, and he is working for a show, and he is the character Frisbee, which is a dog. So he's working for the IBC network, and this is how he's getting in on the ground floor. And essentially, the ghost says, I can't believe you left Claire for Frisbee, the dog. And he goes on to say, you don't know who you are. You don't know what you want. And you don't know what's going on. And then he's like, yes, I do know who I am and what I want and what's going on. And then it cuts to him kind of coming out of that trance on the set of the movie that they're doing, which parallels this movie, right? Scrooged. And it's so funny because they're in the scene where Scrooge is essentially losing the love of his life. And so she's saying things to him about how you basically chosen your career and your money over me and I'm leaving. And in that moment, he again says, well, he calls her a B word. So hopefully you didn't listen to that with kids around. But then he says, I am very proud of my decisions. So we can see him clinging to who he is, what he wants, and what's going on. And so then the movie progresses, and then we come to the end scene, which is the next scene that is in the email. And essentially, he is transformed, right? He's different. And it's such a magical scene. But what he says in it is that we get this time of year, Christmas, whatever holidays you celebrate, but for him, it was Christmas, right? You get this moment during the whole year to become the people we always hoped we would be. And I'm here to tell you that while, yes, that is the feeling often that we feel around the holidays, we feel more giving, we feel more authentic, we feel more loving, we feel the magic. We can have this feeling, this authenticity, this alignment all year long, right? It is not just for the holidays. And I love the amount of hunger he has. It's almost like he's had a spiritual awakening to this new way of being. And he's so filled with love and compassion and a real sense of giving, because he even makes note of that too, right? You can be the miracle, he says. You can be the one that gives. And it's such a depth of giving. It's not just kind of like the financial giving. It's really about, he names even some examples, it's really about being there for people. So it's not just financial giving. And it's so wonderful that I just recently watched this movie, so synchronistic, that I just finished the book, The Go-Giver. And so I want to share that with you. It's by Bob Berg and John David Mann, The Go-Giver. And it really talks about how giving is a state of being, that it's part of who you are. This is a quote from the book. You give thought, attention, care, focus, time, and energy. You give value to others. That's also so encapsulating of what Frank Cross now feels and is transformed into. It's a real sense of giving, and not from a place where it feels like I need to do this because I'm going to get something else out of it, or this is just how it's always done, or this is just what we do around the holidays. It is a sincere giving. It comes from an authentic place. And it is who he is now. It's literally a transformation of himself into this new way of being, into this new personality. But it's even deeper than that. It is our true, authentic self that's really being shown and allowed to come out. All that other stuff that he was really concerned about, the work, the money, the pushing, the raising to the top and not caring about anybody else as he goes up, right? Those are all things that were conditioned into him that was a successful life. Now he has been enlightened, so to speak, into this other way of being and how much more rich it really truly is. And that is abundance. So this holiday season, I want you to think about, what does it really mean to be a giver? What does it really mean to be in the essence of giving on a soul level? Not just because I do it all the time or because this is the way every tradition has always gone. What does it mean? And what does it actually look like to you? Maybe we could take a note from the go-giver and we can be the generosity. Be it. Not just give something tangible, but be it. And know that when we come from that space, in that alignment, in that authenticity, that it's going to come right back to us in ways we don't even know, but that we're not even concerned about, because the gift is the giving, right? The gift is being there. The gift is being the most generous, authentic self that you always are, but you're just allowing to come out. So those are your abundance lessons from Scrooged and The Go-Giver. I highly recommend reading The Go-Giver. It's quite a short book, actually. And there's an audio version that's like a little more than 2 hours, but it's beautiful and wonderful. And I hope that this serves you. And I hope that you're having a beautiful holiday season. Have an abundant week, and I will be with you next week. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.